Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, welcome back. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, Julia Fellow and I speak to the Travel Secretary Ann Sayers. This week's topic was a really interesting one. We all know agriculture is an economic driver in our state. It's also a cool tourist thing, especially for families. A lot of interesting stuff you can do from north to south and east to west. Agritourism was the focus of our conversation this week with Ann Sayers.
I like this topic. It's very Wisconsin. It's a big deal in our state, isn't it?
We are an agricultural powerhouse. Just think of the milk, the cheese, the potatoes, the cherries, the cranberries, and so much more.
And it's so nice to learn about the field-to-fork process, Ann.
Yes, you can learn so much up in Portage County. It's the Food and Farm Exploration Center. It's a must-visit learning center to learn the story of farming in Wisconsin. And you will know you're there when you spot the 39-foot-tall potato masher sculpture. It is the largest in the world. It's going to greet you right upon arrival. It's an ode, of course, to the potato farming of central Wisconsin. The Exploration Center features hands-on exhibits, so you can immerse yourself in the science and process of modern agriculture. It's so fun. Guests of all ages are invited to embrace curiosity. There's interactive gallery that includes immersive simulators, real-world equipment, and engaging activities. You can check out the Farm Tech Shed for cutting-edge machinery that feeds the nation. Play with the little ones in the Seedlings Gallery, and then time up your trip with one of the many events that they hold there.
Oh, that sounds so fun. What if actually picking the fruit fresh is on your agenda, Anne?
I mean, that's a favorite in Wisconsin, too. And now that summer's in full steam, you can enjoy the fruits of the season. Discover a strawberry picking destination up in northwest Wisconsin. It's Govan's Farm. It's near Menominee. They grow a 9-acre patch of mouth-watering strawberries. The fruit can be picked starting mid-June for about 3 weeks. Or consider a visit this weekend for Govan Farm Strawberry Festival. That runs June 20th through the 21st. It features strawberry-themed food, live music, sheep herding demonstrations, family-friendly activities, jam-making classes, recipe contests, so much more. And enjoy more Wisconsin-grown fruit by picking the famed cherries of Door County. Door County cherry picking season typically runs from mid-July to mid-August. You're going to find sweet cherries for eating and popular Montmorency cherries that are ideal for baking. And Soren's Valhalla Orchards grows both varieties. So the whole family is going to love the experience of picking those cherries straight from the trees. And the owners even hide, this is so sweet, little statues of garden fairies throughout the orchard to delight your little visitors.
That's so nice.
It's so cute.
I love that.
I know.
And also, it's June Dairy Month, Anne.
Yes, it is. Happy June Dairy Month. This is an annual recognition that uplifts the importance of Wisconsin's 5,000 dairy farms. And we have 1.27 million cows. And of course, we're celebrating the products made from their milk. Sassy Cow Creamery, this is a go-to destination in southern Wisconsin for touring a working farm. It's a very popular ice cream maker. It's about 20 minutes north of Madison. And they invite guests to tour the farm throughout the summer. You'll meet their herd of friendly cows whose milk is then turned into delicious ice cream. Definitely don't forget to stop into the store for a scoop or two or three of the finished product. Delicious. In Monroe, you can travel back in time to the early days of cheesemaking. It's the National Historic Cheesemaking Center and Museum. They tell the story of cheesemaking from the 19th century into the early 20th century. They have knowledgeable docents and veteran cheesemakers that lead tours of the museum Thursdays through Sundays. I love it there. And then finally, plan a trip to a Wisconsin County Fair for agricultural fun for all. Each county fair has its own unique appeal, but one thing binds them all, and it's, of course, agriculture. You'll find agricultural displays, competitions, and contests at each fair. The season's kicking off. It's June 24th at the Outagamie County Fair. You'll find a county fair nearly every week from now through mid-September.
Ann, what's on your calendar? We kind of live through you. What's on your calendar the next couple of weeks? What fun places in our beautiful state are you headed?
Gosh, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin. We're starting to see some cruise ships coming in, so that's pretty exciting. Road America is heating up with their races. There's the dairy month and dairy activities going on. There's a lot happening.
A state fair. Will we see you at state fair,
yes,
Ann?
Absolutely. Will not miss it.
Oh, good.
We love that. For more information on other cool stuff that Ann talked about, including lodging recommendations, they have a cool tab I love, which has the festivals each weekend. Check out travelwisconsin.com. That's it. Travelwisconsin.com. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. Always so great to catch up. Thank you so much, Ann.
Same. Thank you.
All right. As we get out of here, a quick reminder, Summerfest, the first weekend, continues this weekend, then two more after that. So many really cool things that you can check out. Couple quick thank yous on the way out the door. Savannah Schindler in Beloit, thank you so much. Lori Strachey in Jefferson, always appreciated. And, of course, the travel secretary, Ann Sayers. For more information on the show, it's WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercure. Enjoy the rest of your great Wisconsin weekend.